Okay, now we're on to part four, but before we do that, I just wanted to say that I really don't want to make anything about this poem obscure any more than it already naturally is, but the George and Martha thing. First of all, it comes from Edward Albee's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, and I didn't mention it so that you would... you wouldn't know that. No, I said it because they had created a child, an imaginary child between them, and nourished it throughout their relationship. Not that I had done that or had been engaged in that with Karen, but it seemed like an appropriate image because we had both seen the first film version released of that play with Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. We had both loved it, and we had acted it out different times. And so the poor George and Martha thing was an allusion to that. Part four of Railway says Verona, and it takes a step back. It does proceed somewhat sequentially, but this is a flashback for me and the writing of the poem. Railway, Part 4. Verona, 1. Eyes wonder wide as she mouthed the words of her book, which closed when I came into the room. In a face made of imagination, she said, "Tell me a story." Humming lush breaths with her ankles crossed in back of my head, she'd hurry my hips with her fingers. She'd say I was the silliest man that she ever met and make me laugh until I was happy as an easy truth. A girl who put angels on winter lawns, easing herself down like a slow secret, bouncing like she was riding a horse. I'd buck into the air and shake her from side to side. Covered up to our necks with smiling faces, I'd say, "I feel more alive when you were with me." She'd scrunch her face and say, "Let's do things." We planted a garden alongside our bed in the beginning of the year's cold light. Undernourished things grew, and the cats ate them. Her eyes closed and her mouth shaking, riding silently in a car with a place that we could not stand between us, turning into each other. 2. Opening is a parting gesture. She said, "I feel you in me," and then I reach for other people. You watched me and wanted me more after I left you. I said, "But the feeling when we are together." She said, "I won't get into that again, not for a long time, not ever." We were given to feeling inside each other. Sometimes with a candle, like a telephone, between us, sitting cross-legged, charting intuitions and dreaming. Set back in a house guarded by trees, I wanted us married when we wished for who we wanted to be. She wore inspiration like a nursery school rhyme. She said, "I hate it when you make me sound like a little child." At a table in the house with things that are left, our candle burns longer than we had a right to expect. We move from now to then to now, with no conception for a future. I said, "Living in one place reduces me." She said, "Moving around thins me out." her hands in front of her mouth, her forehead wrinkled like pain. Her eyes were open, but they looked away.